Love Talk Radio.
I don't mind giving God the praise. Oh, I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. Giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind.
Come on, put your hands together.
Giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. Giving God the
praise. Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172. Or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Lord, I'm on a mission, and I won't turn around. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna work on, just trying to
work on.
Lord,
well, praise Him and God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to the broadcast this evening. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stars. I'm here with my wife this evening, Evangelist, amen, Charlene Stars. And we're here to lift up the name of Jesus. And I tell you, God is a good God, even on a bad day. And every time I turn around, the Lord just keeps right on blessing me. And I'm grateful to God. Honey, how do you feel over there today?
Feel fantastic.
Amen. Let me see, can I get her on the stream there? There she is right there. Go ahead.
I feel fantastic.
All right. Amen. You did a great job tonight preaching, teaching. Amen. I tell you, you just opened my eyes. It was a blessing to me. Rendezvousing with your blessings. Amen. I tell you, she really did a good job. If y'all want to see that on Facebook, you can. I know it's on, I believe it's on there, livestream.com/TJSM, and you'll be able to see it. If you go on our website at www.tjsm.org and click on live stream, you can play it right there. Amen. I'm sure it's there. But God is good. And right now we want to talk about something that I think is important. It's talking about the seven blessings of how to receive honor. How do you receive honor? And I think the best way to find out, honey, is go in the Bible.
Amen.
And see what God has to say about it.
That's right.
You know, it's one thing what man say, but it's very important to see what God has to say about it. God says, amen, we can be blessed. And we look, it's there in the Bible, how to be blessed. And that's important to me, to be blessed according to the word of God. What did I do here? There we go. All right, now let's go in here and do this. All right, my topic for this evening is seven steps to honor.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be honored, there is seven biblical steps to honor. Seven biblical, not my steps, but seven steps that God says. And I'm going to put them on the screen for you right now. Seven steps to honor. The first step is what, honey? You got it over there. What is it?
Godly influence.
Godly influence. That's the first step. You need that to get honor. And the second step would be what?
Business honesty.
Having business honesty. And the third step?
Resistance to temptation.
You've got to be able to resist that temptation. And the fourth step?
Divine favor.
We need divine favor. And what's the fifth step?
Providential circumstances.
Yes. And we're going to go over these steps scripture by scripture in the Bible. And what's the sixth step?
Honoring God.
Amen. And the last step is what?
Divine revelation.
You need those steps to get honor. Amen. It's not easy getting honor. But if you follow that pattern, it's a biblical pattern that you can get honor. Now, the first step, the scripture is what? There it is. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, that step right there is talks about, first of all, godly influence. So now Joseph was in prison, but yet and still he had godly influence. Let's look what verse 3 says. Verse 3 says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. You got your iPad on. You can see it, baby.
Yes.
In his hand. There it is. That's all it takes. First of all, that's the start. And what is that? Let's back up. Now, what is that?
That's godly influence.
That's godly influence. Verse 2 of Genesis 39 says what?
And the Lord was with Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and he was a prosperous man,
mm-hmm.
and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
Right. But then verse 3, it says.
And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
When you're working for somebody,
mm-hmm.
they need to see that you got some godly influence, that you got some traits about you that's unique.
Mm.
As I think it was today, Brother Steve was saying, you give the employer honest day's work and then the employer give you honest day's wages.
Mm.
And once the employer see that you are who you say you are and do your work with integrity and precise and precision, well, they'll reward you. So here we are. This man is a slave, but he has such integrity and such union with God that God blessed the owner of him,
mm.
the man that bought him.
Amen.
And he was blessed.
Wow.
Now, the next step to that is what?
Business honesty.
Business honesty. Let's go to Genesis 39, verse 5 and 6. Genesis 39, verse 5, what did it say?
From the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished.
Now, that's called business honesty.
Glory to God.
He could be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get blessed, you got to be a person of integrity.
Amen.
A person that can be trusted. You know, I don't have a large organization, but this organization that we have over here, I look for people to be, you know, prompt and honest.
Amen.
You know, when they tell me something, I expect them to do it.
That's right.
And I put a job in their hands and I look for it to be done.
Amen.
And when it's time to pay, then I don't mind paying. I was telling you the other day, I can't pay someone that doesn't respect me. And that's just the way it's going to be.
That's right.
If they can't respect the vision that God gave me, I can't deal with them. And so the only way you get honor from God is to be able to be a person that respects and give respect.
Amen.
You know, you got the respect, and people will respect you.
That's right.
And the honor, it'll work both ways.
That's right.
You know, I was telling the church how all the years that I worked, I have never worked on a job and been, you know, a person that that God couldn't trust. It was always, I was a manager,
mm-hmm.
or a supervisor. And I guess, you know, I'm not all that educated, but God gave me favor on jobs. You know, even as a young man, like 18, 19 years old, I got favor, and God would bless the job because I was there. And God will still do that. There's no difference in God's blessings. He just wants us to have integrity. You worked as a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it work for you?
Well, you know what? I got blessed. I was bumped up to a dean. I wasn't even looking for it. Mm-hmm. They came looking for me.
Right.
So it happens when you have integrity. When you have that integrity and you have that business honesty, the Lord will begin to bless people because you're there.
And the school was blessed.
And the school, yeah.
And the students was blessed.
And the students were blessed, yeah.
And so quite naturally, it trickled down to you.
Amen.
You received the blessing because you was a blessing.
Amen.
And so we see here that Joseph was in Potiphar's house as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
But his integrity caused him to be successful.
Right.
Did you notice that?
I see that.
His integrity caused him to be successful.
Amen.
Now, if you notice something, the next one says, you read it before we put it on the screen. What does it say?
So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing except what kind of food to eat. Joseph was a very handsome and well-built young man.
Now, that shows you what godly honesty and business will bring for you.
Mm.
It brought success to Joseph, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Even as a slave.
And
wow.
And it brought success to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Without you knowing it.
That's right. It's true.
They promoted you to dean.
Yeah.
Of the school.
Came looking for me. On summer break. They were looking for me on summer break. I didn't even know.
And because of your integrity.
Yep.
You see, Saints, it doesn't just work for Lonnie. It don't just work for Charlene, but it'll work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you got business and honesty, first of all, you need godly influence.
Yep.
Second, you need business honesty.
Business honesty.
And thirdly, we need what?
Resistance to temptation.
Got to go, and sometimes you're going to be tempted. And then that's the time you got to learn to you know, just set back. And there it is again. And Potiphar said, so Potiphar did what?
So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing.
Didn't worry about anything.
Except what kind of food to eat. Joseph was a very handsome and well-built young man.
So good looking and beauty shouldn't stop you from being prosperous.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right. You're right.
Your integrity and your honesty and business is what's going to promote you.
That's what promotes you.
Okay, let's look at something else. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 7, it says what?
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, Lord Jesus, lie with me.
In other words, have sex with me.
Lord, have mercy.
And see, now, that's where your integrity and your temptation, you have to avoid that because you're going to be tempted.
Got to resist it.
You're going to be tempted. One of my members, I think I told you back a few years ago, she was working on a job. And a foreman got real close to her. And she told me, I didn't understand it in those days. She said, Pastor, I had to relocate. I had to change jobs. She took a demotion in salary so she could keep her family together.
Because
she told me if I stayed on that job and the persistence of this manager, she felt like she was going to fall.
Lord Jesus.
But to keep from falling, she switched from one school to another school so she wouldn't be around that temptation.
Lord Jesus.
See, that's what's important there. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Resistance to temptation. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to avoid temptation.
Jesus.
Because you can get tempted. I don't know how holy they appear to think they are. But look at verse 8. What did happen? But what?
But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand.
Now, he could have slept with that woman, but guess what? He wouldn't get honor from God.
Amen. That's true.
He had to say to that lady, Potiphar's wife, I can't do this thing. I really can't do it. And verse number 9 says what?
There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept in back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
Now, that was some temptation. Now you think about it. You're a slave. You're Hebrew. Now you're around an Egyptian. And she's tempting you to go to bed with her. She said, lie with me, L-I-E. Not tell a lie, but she wanted to lay down with her.
Mm-hmm.
And go to bed with her and have sex.
As she said.
And he was able to ward that off. And how did he do it? He said, I can't sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what temptation is. When you sin, you're sinning against God.
Glory.
You understand that?
Amen.
And she couldn't. He couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle sinning against God. He couldn't do it. He said, I can't sin against God. Have you ever been tempted? I know you're my wife, but have you been tempted?
Yes, sir.
And you had to say no.
I said no.
You had to.
Wasn't easy either.
Because God.
But you gotta do it.
My wife, my ex-wife that I divorced 3 months ago, when she left me 11 years ago, I was tempted so many times to do a lot of things, and I had to say no. Because, you know, the devil told me, well, your wife is not here. You can do this. You can do that. And I think I was telling about this one lady about 10 years ago, 9 years ago. She came up from Florida. Amen. And I mean, the temptation was there. But God rescued me through us. I told her something in confidence, and she went out and told someone else.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I said, if she would tell that, what wouldn't she tell?
Right.
And she made a statement to me, you act like it's a boulder in the road. It's nothing but a pebble in the sand. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm saying, but to me, if I can't trust you with little things, how can I trust you with big things?
Exactly.
And I know if I would have slept with that woman, let me tell you, everybody would have known about it. Because what I told her was very important to me.
Right.
And she went and told someone else.
Jesus, have mercy.
So, dear, I'm telling you, it's just when you're going through these things, you got to just hold on to God's word.
Amen.
And say, I can't do it because God told me not to do it.
Right.
I mean, it's not God.
Huh? How can I sin against God?
And we all know that has been in sin. Sin is very pleasurable.
That's right.
Sin makes you feel good.
True that.
Now think about it. My wife was gone.
Uh-huh.
I had no wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was sleeping with another man. Mm-hmm. I had pictures proving it that she did it. So it was easy for me to say, well, let me just go and do it. But guess what? I believe if I would have done that I wouldn't have been where I'm at today, because God let me know certain things you can't do. And that lady let me know, well, she couldn't keep a simple thing. She wouldn't have kept that.
Right.
It's like, remember when Jesse Jackson was involved with that lady and she took him to court and everything? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He bought her a Corvette. He bought her all kind of things. But guess what? Nothing kept her mouth closed. And that's what we got to understand. Remember Clarence Thomas?
I remember.
Remember that, right?
I remember.
He had an opportunity to do great and mighty things. But because he allowed his flesh, amen. And there was a big thing on television. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Confirmation hearings. It was a whole big mess up.
This is what God doesn't want us to do.
No.
And that's what we've got to fight against.
Amen.
It's not easy.
No.
You know, I tell people right now, it's not easy. Because sin is so, it looks so nice. It looks so pleasant. And it is enjoyable. But what'd you say? I think you were telling me that story. Somebody said, God is too good to condemn you.
Oh, yeah. When you're going into sin, the devil say, oh, God is so good. He'll forgive you for that little bit of sin. That's enough. That's a light thing. And then as soon as you sin, when you're trying to get out, the devil say, oh, how God going to forgive old dirty sinner like you?
and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, when you be tempted to do something, the devil's telling you, oh, God is a merciful God. God's
a
kind.
That's a light thing.
In my case, the devil said, well, your wife did it. You can do it, you know.
Lord Jesus.
And hey, and it sounded good.
Right.
But I knew it was wrong.
Amen.
And I couldn't do it. And that's what God looks at. God looks at that. And let's go back to the Word of God again. Let's go right back to the Word of God again. And let's see something here. The Bible says, and Genesis 39, and verse 8, there is none greater in this house than I. In other words, you got to be so thankful to God.
Yes.
And so grateful, so appreciative to the Lord, that you're not going to let somebody pull you down. The way it says in the next verse, verse number 9. What is that?
Joseph in prison.
Okay, I must have skipped that. What is it? Let's go back to that was verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
What verse 9 say?
There is none greater in this house than I. Mm-hmm. Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
We got to appreciate the fact of salvation.
Yes.
Born
Hallelujah.
Again.
Yes.
So much is so that we don't want to get out here and cause God, to have to do something. Because God don't want to hurt us.
Mm.
But you got to resist. And then you got to understand God gives you divine favor.
Yes.
That was number 3, resist temptation.
Right.
But number 4 is divine favor.
Divine favor.
Now look at that, divine favor.
Yes.
And Genesis 39 and 20, what it said?
Joseph in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him. He granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden.
Even though he was in prison.
Hallelujah.
For a crime that he did not commit.
Mm-hmm.
But God gave him favor.
Yes.
And that's what God does. If you want to get honor, you learn to resist the devil. And watch God give you favor.
He'll do it.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
What that young lady said, won't he will?
Won't he will.
Won't he do it? God will give you favor if you just, don't allow the devil to come in and bamboozle you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll bamboozle you.
Mm.
And once he gets you to do it, oh, man, he said, I got him. Glory.
Glory to God.
Once he gets you to do it, he says, I got you. Once he gets you to do it.
Jesus.
Look what it says right here. Amen. Think about that. He said, go ahead and do it. It's okay. Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead. But Joseph stood his ground and said, no, I'm in prison, but I'm not. I may have to go to prison. Now, he resisted temptation to the point that he went to prison for something he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I got locked up in 2006 for something I did not do. The lady that I was married to, which I loved with all my heart, mind, body, and soul at that time, lied on me after I caught her being with another man and called the cops and said I beat her, which was a lie. And I stayed in jail for 42 hours on a lie. And then I got out of jail at 12 midnight on Tuesday night, which was Wednesday morning, came home, and by 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, she went back down to the court and told them that I came in the bathroom where she was at when she was taking a bath and said I broke the order of protection and told them I had no business sleeping in the house. And they locked me back up. I stayed in jail 17 hours for something I didn't do. Well, Joseph stayed in jail about 15 years for something he didn't do.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't do it. He did not touch that woman.
He didn't touch her.
And that's why I tell people, you know, I don't believe in accusations.
Uh-uh.
People come to me telling me something. No, I don't believe in that. I don't fall for them accusations. I said, no. No. You know, he did this, okay? You said he did it. But
right.
She did this. You said. But listen, we all have sinned.
Right.
It comes short of the glory of God.
Glory of God.
You know, if they did it, it was wrong. Sure, it was wrong. But guess what? I've sinned too. I might not have done that, but I did wrong. And remember when my daughter died in 2007, not my daughter, my brother died in Washington, D.C. 2006. My daughter and you drove me to Washington, D.C. to my brother's. I was in my brother's house because during the time they had me locked up in 2006 in March, they went in my pocketbook and took my credit cards out and began to use them. And the police department discovered that they had used my credit card. And he called me when I was in Washington, D.C. and said to me, Reverend Stocks, we can prove that your wife used your credit card and we can lock her up. All you got to do is say so. And I said, no, don't lock her up. They said, why? She used your credit card. I said, no, do not lock her up. Because two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, she had me locked up twice. And it seemed to be the right thing to do to lock her up, but it wasn't right. And I didn't do it. And so that's what you call how to be resistant tempted. That was another
temptation.
But God gave me divine favor that he let me out of jail. Remember that?
Yes.
At 12 o'clock midnight.
Yes.
That's favor.
Yes, it was.
And the next time they locked me up, they said, you won't get out of here. And the judge let me out anyway in 17 hours.
Yes, he did.
But you and my son came and got me.
Amen.
And I was a preacher for church. But I didn't let it stop me.
No.
And if you want honor from God, you're going to be tempted, and you're going to have to resist temptation and get divine favor.
Amen.
And God gave me divine favor. What's the next one? Number five is what?
Providential circumstances.
Providential circumstances. You're going to have to deal with that. That's the bottom line. Now, let's look at that. Let's go to that. And Genesis 40 and verse 5. Let's say.
And they dreamed the dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were found in the prison.
Yeah, put in prison. Look at the next verse, verse number 6.
And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad.
Verse number 7.
And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today?
Go ahead. Now go ahead.
And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you.
Isn't that amazing? How Joseph was able to interpret that dream through the blessings of God.
Amen.
The blessings of God will give you insight.
Glory to God.
And wisdom that you can't get any other way.
That's true.
Did you hear that?
I know that's right.
Give you insight and wisdom that you cannot get any other way. And Joseph said, interpretation belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And they were around there tripping on it. But Joseph said, why are you tripping?
There was no interpretation.
He said,
it was fine.
Interpretation belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the story is, Joseph interpreted the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the baker that his head was going to be cut off.
That's what he told him.
And he told the butler, well, you're going to be restored to your palace, to your place.
Right.
And just like he did, but the baker got his head cut off when they went back, because they brought to a place of honor, and Pharaoh had his head cut off. But the butler was restored back to his place. And
right.
The Bible said he forgot Joseph.
He forgot him. He
forgot all about him. But see, that is when you need, amen, honoring God. Joseph honored God. He honored God. Joseph honored God. And that was providential circumstances. Joseph was there. And he knew that in this circumstance, only God could do the interpretation.
Amen.
And guess what? He was able to interpret. And later on, Pharaoh dreamed a dream. And this guy that forgot, Joseph, finally remembered. Oh, God, I sinned. He finally remembered and told Pharaoh. And Pharaoh sent for Joseph and brought him in. And Joseph was able to interpret his dream. And through that, he became second in command in all of Egypt.
Wow.
Not only in Potiphar's house, but now there was nobody over Joseph but Pharaoh himself. Now, you know, that's awesome, man. That's awesome to think about. God can elevate you so high. But listen, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to play some music right now. I want to play my wife. I don't know. Yeah, I think I will. I don't mind giving God praise.
I don't mind giving God the praise. Oh, I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. Giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind.
Come on, put your hands together.
Giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise.
Should have said, one of the main reasons that you can get honor is learn how to praise the Lord. You can't be a sour puss. You got to be jubilant and praising God. That's what I say. Amen. That's what I say. Amen. You were singing that, dear. And I was saying, we all need to learn to praise God. You know, when you say that, that'd be true. I caught you eating, didn't I?
That is true.
I caught you eating those chips. I caught my wife eating them. I caught your hand in the cookie jar. You was eating some pretzels, weren't you? Were they good to you?
Yeah, I was tearing them up.
Okay, but you didn't give me any, so it's okay. I don't need any anyway, because I gained some pounds. I need to get rid of those pounds. But God is good. I tell you, God is good. Saints, we're talking about the seven steps that you need
yes.
to get honor from God.
Amen.
And we're at step number five.
Right.
Now we're going to go to step six, and that is honoring God.
Yes.
Step six, let's go to Genesis 41. Amen. Step six, Genesis 41. Let's go to Genesis 41. Here we are. Okay, Genesis 41. Come on now, get on up to 41. Hello, somebody. The
Amen.
Devil don't really show up, but it's, we're going to get it. I tell you what, Genesis 39, Genesis 38. What's that right there? There we go, coming on down the line. I just told you we're going to get it. I don't even worry about it. We're definitely going to get it because it's right here. Amen. Genesis 41. Let's see. Let's get that off there.
Huh?
Let's see. Oh, I want to do this. That's what I want to do. Genesis 41. Amen. We're playing with this computer here, so y'all bear with us. We'll get it. Amen. Genesis 41. There you go. In Genesis 41 and 16, what it says.
Joseph answered Pharaoh, I can't, but God can give Pharaoh the answer that he needs.
He was doing what? Giving God the honor.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was used by God. He could have said, like a lot of preachers do, I can get this done, and let me pray for you. You hear that all the time, don't you?
Yes.
But Joseph didn't say that. Joseph answered Pharaoh, I can't, but God can give Pharaoh the answer that he needs. God can do it. He honored God. That is number six. You got to learn to honor God in everything that you do. And then God will give you revelation. The last part is to get that honor, you need to have divine revelation. Divine revelation. Let's look at what it says there. It says in Genesis 41 and verse 25, what it says.
And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God have showed Pharaoh what he is about to do.
Oh, my God. Now, he knew that by divine revelation. He didn't know that on his own. Joseph was just like you and I. He couldn't, look, I'm the same way. What can I do without God?
Amen.
What can you do without God? What can anyone do without God?
Amen.
We need to get off our high horses and stop thinking. I hear preachers all the time tell what they can do. What can you really do without Jesus Christ? You can't do anything without him. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Let's look at the next verse. The next verse says what? And then God remembered, no, what did I do? How'd I jump from there to there? The devil's a liar. Okay, here we go. There you go. What it says.
The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one.
How did he know that? How did he know that? Baby, how did he know that? It had to be God.
It had to be God.
He had divine revelation.
Divine revelation.
And that's what gives you honor. When you got, first of all, what is it? Name them again.
The seven good kind of 7 years?
No.
The seven steps?
The seven steps.
The seven steps to honor. Godly influence, business honesty, resistance to temptation, divine favor, providential circumstances, honoring God, divine revelation.
Listen, we got to get to the place that we Trust God. He's the one that does it. Not you, not I.
That's right.
But God is the one. God is the one that does it. He's the one that gives us favor.
Yes, he does.
He's the one that gives us victory. I'll put it on the screen so everybody can see it. There it is. Name them again.
Godly influence.
You find that where?
Genesis 39, verse 2 through 3.
And what else?
Business honesty.
And where is that?
Genesis 39, verse 5 through 6.
And what else?
Resistance to temptation.
You find that where?
Genesis 39, verse 7 through 9.
And what else?
Divine favor.
What number is divine favor?
Divine favor is number 4.
Right. There's 4 things. You need divine favor. And what is number 5?
Number 5 is providential circumstances. And that's in Genesis chapter 40, verse 5 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 is honoring God. And that's found in Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. And number 7 is divine revelation, Genesis chapter 41, verse 25 through 26.
Amen. So these are the 7 steps that we need for honor.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought, now this is a biblical step now. I know some preacher going to tell you to go his way, and they're going to tell you a whole lot of stuff, but I'm telling you what the Bible says. These are 7 biblical steps that you need to receive honor from God. And if you walk on them steps and apply them steps to your life and go by them steps, I guarantee you God will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you. God will honor you. He'll make a way out of no way. He's did it for you and I. And you know what? He don't love us any better than or any more than he does anyone else, does he?
No.
He loves us, everyone the same.
Yes, he does.
And all you got to do is follow him and obey him. And the Bible says that the 7 steps here that Joseph went through, and he had to have a godly influence. He had to have the God grace on his life that people could see.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he had to have a business honesty. He couldn't swindle people. You know, like you hear preachers all the time lying on the radio, to just get money, just get money. I don't tell no lie, and God bless us with finance.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. God will take care of you. You know, I discovered that about 25 years ago.
All right.
I said, I ain't got to lie. I just preached the Bible. I just preached the Word of God, and God always honors His Word.
Amen.
I discovered that God and His Word is one. There is no variation between God and His Word.
Thank you, Lord.
God and His Word is one. Listen, I'm going to pray Kenneth Askew one more time tonight. I played him last night. I played him night before last. But I'm going to play him again right now. Brother Kenneth Askew, Jr. Let's take a listen.
Lord, I'm on a mission. And I won't turn around. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna work on, yes I am. Lord, until you call me, I've gotta make up my mind. And I won't turn around. Said I'm gonna keep on, yeah, pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna work on, yes I am.
Work on,
Lord,
I'm gonna keep on
pressing my way.
It may get said I'm on. I'm on a mission. I said I'm on. I'm on a mission. Brothers, help me see. Oh yeah. I can't turn around. Said the Lord, he brought me. I'm on a mission. My mind on the way. And the word of God, it tells me that the rich is not giving. So the swift knows it's strong. But it's deep in the sheep. To the word that endures to the end. I'm gonna hold on. Go on and talk about it. Scandalize my name.
Don't give up. No, don't give up. You're on a mission. And this is how you get the honor. Hold on to God.
Hold on.
Obey his word and watch God do what he said. And those seven steps again, I'm putting it back on the screen. It tells you right there. You need godly influence.
Yes.
That's step number one. Step number two, you need what? Business honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Step number three, you need resistance to temptation. Step number four, you need divine favor. Step number five, you need providential circumstances. Step number six, you need to honor God, honoring God in everything. And step number seven is divine revelation. And if you walk in that integrity, I guarantee you, God will honor you.
Yes, he will.
What are you saying, honey?
If you do that, God is going to honor you because everything that's on this list involves God.
Everything in this list involves God. And if we will learn to walk in integrity, just walk in integrity and walk in it and
right.
Watch God bless us.
Right.
Amen. If we walk in integrity, we'll see God blessing us.
Right.
You know what? I told my brother the other day, you know, he's college grad and, you know, he graduated. I mean, I think he retired about 2 months ago, amen, from his job. Well, a few months ago he retired, amen. And I think he's about 3 years younger than I. I think he just turned 70. But, I retired 12 years ago. Next year I'll be 12 years, but 11 years ago I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And and he was telling me how God has blessed him. I said, well, son, brother, you know, I'm glad that God bless you, but I didn't finish college. Matter of fact, I didn't attend college. I went to biblical school after I got saved. But God blessed me immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I followed these steps. I followed these seven steps.
Amen.
I don't claim to be doctor anybody. I don't claim to be apostle anybody. I just who I am. God blessed me to be a man of integrity with other people. I don't get around people and try to be one thing. I just be who I am. And God blesses.
Right.
When I was with Bishop William, God blessed the church.
All right.
When I was with Elder J.J. White, God blessed the church.
All right.
I mean, when I was on the job, God blessed my bosses. And that's godly influence. And then I was honest in my business.
Uh-huh.
I didn't cheat nobody. I did what
Thank
was right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't take nothing. I remember one time when I was working down the Havelock, they used to give me, well, even before I went to Havelock, when I was working at Mary Jane Lee in New York back in 1959.
All right.
They used to give me thousands of dollars to go put in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I never touched a dime of that, but never, ever. When I was working in Havelock, they used to give me the payrolls to go put in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I never touched a dime of it. You know what? David gave me the keys to the business down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go down there, and I remember one Christmas when I got that first brand-new 69 Ford Torino.
All right.
I went down there and drove it off the lot. But what
okay.
I did, I wrote a note on the boss's desk. If you look for this certain car, I, Lonnie Starks, have it, and I'm going to buy it when I come back.
Lord Jesus.
After the Christmas break, that's what I did.
I'm going to buy it after I come back.
Yeah, because he knew what I said was true. So they didn't have to put out no APB that the car was stolen. They knew I had it. They trusted me. Amen. I did all. And my boss was a Caucasian man. His wife a Caucasian. And guess what? They would send her and I different places to do things. And there I was. I never said anything out of the way to her. Because that's what God looks for.
That's what he's looking for.
God looks for you to be a man of integrity.
Hallelujah.
Not only that, I had divine favor. God's favor was in my life. Even in 1972 and 71, I was making over $50,000 a year in North Carolina.
Wow.
And that was pretty good money, wasn't it?
Yes.
In 71, 72.
Yeah.
I was a shop foreman when I was the supervisor on the job.
Mm.
And God blessed me. I could drive. I was a car salesman, a black boy, and they had given me my car dealer's license, and I was selling cars, and a lot of people thought it was my cars, but it was the company car. They let me drive anything I wanted to do, and I never ever squandered their money or misused their money. And that's what God looks for. God wants you to be a person of integrity. Not only that, Number four, divine favor. There was no question about it. I think it was in 1971, I quit my job and opened my own business, right? And God, it was no doubt about it that God gave me divine favor. Right there in Newburgh, North Carolina, I opened my own business. Amen. And I was doing things that seemingly humanly impossible. But that was divine favor. It wasn't ours.
Yes.
I mean, I could do things,
as long as you understand.
And God just backed it up. I mean,
glory to God.
I remember when I was in the Havelock area working, I used to rebuild automatic transmissions. And it's amazing, I never went to school for that. I went to school for internal combustion, and yes, I picked up that on my own through God's grace. And I used to rebuild automatic transmissions, and I could do something to the stall speed on the converter. I could fix it where it would shift faster. Strengthen the springs in the valve body. All those things I learned how to do, but through the grace of God.
Through the grace of God.
Amen. And I gave His name glory, honor, and praise. And I wasn't even saved back then, but I would let them know this is God that's doing this through me, and that's what God looks for.
Thank you, Lord.
Not only that. In certain circumstances, like in Psalms 40, verse 5 and 8. I'm going to turn to that for a minute. Psalms 40, verse 5 and 8. Let's go to that for a minute. Psalms 40, verse 5 and 8. I'm getting almost there. Yes, Psalms 40, verse 5. Here you go. Oh, I see what happened. There you go. We're going to turn it over here and get it. Psalms 40, verse 5 and 8. Let's look at this. Let's look at this for a minute. Psalms 40. Verse 5, what it says. Psalms 40, verse 5 says, and they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Now, Joseph was able to let them know, hey, God is the one to interpret dreams. Read what it says in verse 6.
And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad.
They were sad. Look at verse 7.
And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today?
And guess what? The next verse, what did he say?
And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you.
Look at that. Joseph was able to say and point them to God. He, you know, a lot of us would say, well, I can tell you what to do, but not Joseph. And this is what God looks at. When people will lift Jesus up,
right?
We are doing so many things now. I mean, it just blows my mind, really.
Really does.
And it's got to be God. It's not I.
Yes.
And it's definitely not you.
Yes.
But it's God.
Yes.
And we're giving God all the praise and
all
the glory.
The praise.
Saints, if you want God to bless you, you take these seven steps biblically and watch God bless you. That was step number five. Step number six is honoring God. When someone, God, do something, let it be known that God told you. Look what it says.
Right.
And verse 16 of Genesis 41, what does it say?
Joseph answered Pharaoh, I can't, but God can give Pharaoh the answer that he needs.
See, we got to come to the place, honey, that we let people know that we can't do it, but our God can do it.
Glory to God.
And that's what Joseph did. And by him doing that, he wound up being second in command of all of Egypt. And the same brothers that lied to the father and told the father that a wild beast had eat him up, now Joseph is in control of all of them.
Mm.
And when they came back to him, I pointed out tonight,
mm-hmm.
Today at noonday, how they came back. They didn't even know they were talking to Joseph. And they lied and said, told him that the father was living and that the father had a son that he loved, and one of the sons was dead. But they were talking to Joseph all the time, same time. And that's how God will honor you. Listen, my time is about out. But I just want y'all to know that God loves you and I do too. And we got to get on down the road. But we'll be back tomorrow night. But remember the topic today, the seven steps to honor.
Hallelujah.
The seven steps to honor. If you want God to honor you, follow these principles. Follow these steps and watch God honor you.
Hallelujah.
There are seven steps to honor. You got to follow those steps and God will honor you. Listen, I'm going out with Brother Kenneth Askew one more time. And I heard I saw on Facebook that he was sick. And I texted him and told him I was praying for him. And his leg was hurt or something. But I know God going to fix it. Take a listen. Let's go. Got to go.
Lord, I'm on a mission. And I won't turn around. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna work on, yes I am. Lord, until you call me, I've got to make up my mind. I won't turn around. Said I'm gonna keep on, pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna
work on,
yes I am.
Work on,
Lord,
until you call me home.
I've gotta make it up.
I'm
gonna see you in the future.